You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Is it time to make masks optional in schools? It's a question being debated all around the country, especially in areas where Omicron has already peaked. Now, here in Idaho, masks in schools has at times been a divisive issue among parents, and it was even debated in the Idaho legislature just last week. Dr. Peterman is the CEO of Primary Health Medical Group. He's also a pediatrician, and he wants to dispel some myths in regards to children and masking. So we want to welcome Dr. David Peterman back to the program.
Gemma, thank you for having me on the program, and I look forward to trying to clarify some issues, at least provide some facts.
Well, we appreciate that. So Dr. Peterman, you know, during the pandemic, Idaho schools have frankly had a confusing patchwork of masking rules. And you've given advice to some schools and school districts. So what have you seen when it comes to students and masking?
Well, there are many issues here, and Gemma will kind of just jump right in. To begin with, there is ample evidence from all over the world that masks used in indoors, universal, clearly are effective in terms of decreasing the spread of coronavirus. That really is not in question in terms of the effectiveness of masks. Here in Idaho, what we've seen, and you've described it very well, is somewhat chaotic and certainly not consistent. And where there's been masks that are optional among children in schools, unfortunately, we've seen in those schools, in some of those districts, schools have closed. And they've closed for two reasons: the increased case rate among the children, and also the increased case rate among the staff. In some of the private schools, and I'm certainly you're aware in the Boise School District, where there have been strict mask mandates for staff, teachers, and students, to my knowledge, they've done they've been way more successful in terms of keeping schools open and enabling children to continue to come to school.
So Omicron, Dr. Peterman, it is still hitting Idaho fairly hard. In fact, when we had our medical experts, Dr. Pate and Dr. Bromwell on the program just yesterday, Dr. Bromwell, who was with St. Luke's, said that we're about 4 weeks behind the East Coast and the West Coast. And this has been what we've seen throughout the pandemic, is that we lag behind. So their thought is that we are still, yes, numbers are going down, but we are still about 4 weeks out from where the coasts are. So with that said, we know that at Primary Health, you are still seeing staff out sick. You had to close down two clinics, and then hospitals have had the same issue. Governor Brad Little sent in the Idaho National Guard. He sent them into Primary Health in order to stay open. So with all of that being said, is this the right time for masking to become optional in schools?
Well, no. The simple answer is no. And there's some clear responses to that. First of all, the positivity rate, case rate, particularly in Ada and Canyon County, remains extremely high. It's in the 30% range. Remember, Gemma, that the goal for a pandemic is to get it to 5% or less. Mm-hmm. Just as important, or more important, the two major hospitals in Southwest Idaho still have extremely high census. They have shortage of staffing. Along with that, there's a significant shortage of blood products. And they're still in a situation of deciding who can get surgery and who cannot. There's another element that is particularly concerning with children, which is the vaccination rate among children here in Idaho, and particular Ada and Canyon County, is extremely low. It is one of the lowest in the country. And I might add, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the single most authoritative scientific organization caring for children, unequivocally continues to recommend universal masking for children and staff in schools. So no, it is not the right time to consider optional masks, I believe, for our school children.
Can we delve a little bit more into this vaccination rate, Dr. Peterman? Because I don't think that people should necessarily be surprised by the vaccination rate of children, not just in the Treasure Valley, but in Idaho. Because historically, this goes beyond just the COVID vaccine. We rank at the bottom of almost all of the states when it comes to vaccine rates for children, not just for COVID. So can you talk a little bit more on that? Because this is something that we see across the board in our state.
Yes. So this actually has been discussed ever since I started practice here in Idaho, which is a lower vaccination rate among our children. It's obviously built on a distrust of vaccinations and to a certain degree, some of the medical providers that are offering them. I think there's a combination approach as relates to vaccinations. One, there needs to be support in terms of children as relates to schools and some basics, which is in most schools, there are requirements for vaccinations to enter kindergarten with some exceptions. And as you begin to set standards, then you begin to get more of the population that looks at it carefully and is accepting. And the second part of it is at the level of family doctors, nurse practitioners, pediatricians, in a sense, we have to do a better job of engaging with the parents to make them understand how valuable vaccinations are and safe. And again, I've practiced long enough, just to give you an example, we don't see chickenpox, which is quite remarkable mm-hmm. to someone like me, or very rarely do we see whooping cough. And when we have, it has been actually in certain areas in Idaho where there's low vaccination rates. So it is a continual problem, but that doesn't mean we don't need to double down on our efforts to educate mm-hmm. and, again, work with our schools to make them safe. And then third, try to get parents to feel comfortable getting their children vaccinated.
So you mentioned, Dr. Peterman, that the American Academy of Pediatrics is still recommending masking for students. However, there are some health experts who are backing off on that. So that, once again, I think makes it very confusing for parents and caregivers because should schools and parents be listening to the American Academy of Pediatrics? Or should they be listening to a local medical professional who maybe they may know better, who might be saying something in opposition of what the Academy of Pediatrics is saying?
Yes. So if we look at the various commentators on TV and frankly, locally, to begin with, some of the commentaries that we've heard nationally relate to what Dr. Brummo referenced, which is they related to other states where the positivity rates and the case rates have come down significantly, and the hospitals are at a much lower census. So that's number one. Number two, in anything, one can always find things to question as relates to mm-hmm. science. However, as relates to masks, there are some elements of this which are factual. Number one, they work. That's indisputable. And I'd like to reference two or three other things. There is absolutely no evidence in no way that masks interfere with the transmission of oxygen or carbon dioxide. And again, the molecules are smaller than the spaces in the mask. So that's just a fact. The second is there's absolutely no evidence, none, I can't find it, that links depression or anxiety to children wearing masks. There also is no evidence, none, that in any way children's development or learning is interfered with by masks. In fact, there is very good evidence that children that are visually impaired, or for that matter, blind, that their learning and their motor skills, their development is normal with their peers. So there is good evidence to say that masks do not cause harm. And so what we're seeing is sometimes, and I've seen this on national TV, you have an adult physician who maybe has children who makes a comment, which is frankly not based on fact, but based on their own feelings. I'm not speaking from the position of a politician. I'm not speaking from the position of administrator for schools or anything else. I'm speaking from the clear position of a pediatrician, in which my whole career has been spent on communicating with parents and giving them the facts and helping them make a decision.
So I have two more questions for you. The first being that we know the Idaho legislature has been debating a law that would ban mask mandates. You've listened to some of this debate. What has stuck out to you?
Well, what has stuck out to me was yesterday I heard someone in front of the legislature make the statement that masks have caused a decrease in children's IQ. That's nutty. That isn't true. And that's not even how IQ tests are used. Again, is there increased depression and anxiety in our children? Absolutely. But it's because a year ago, they were in distance learning. A year ago, they couldn't be with friends or grandparents. And most unfortunately, Gemma, let's not forget, we have literally thousands of Idaho children who a loved one is either died or has been very ill and still have symptoms. That is, many of us know, and our children have a grandparent or an aunt, or for that matter, a friend who either died or has symptoms. And that's what we should be addressing. And as you relate to masks, masks are what, in a sense, give you security. You can go to school. You can be with your friends. And most importantly, the other step to this, which is we've already talked about, is getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. So what is the best advice then for when schools can go to mask optional? Because I think especially, Dr. Peterman, for parents whose children have been fully vaccinated, where they have been taking these precautions, I think some people would say, like, well, it would be nice if our kids could unmask if they wanted to.
Yes, everyone has fatigue. I understand that. I don't like wearing a mask either. Having said that, here in Idaho, in particular Southwest Idaho, we need to see the case rate, the positivity rate, come down significantly. We have to see it come down to such a level that the census in the hospitals drops, that primary health can have enough staff to open up their clinics, that there are ample blood products for emergencies for, you know, people that need to be in the hospital. Once we as a healthcare system are back to, quote, normal, and we have a lower positivity rate, then I think optional masks make sense. I do believe that. But we here in Idaho are not there yet. We're not there. We still have crisis standards of care in place for our hospitals.
Right, and the National Guard reactivated. Dr. Yes, Peterman, yes. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on and talk with us about this. Really appreciate your perspective.
Well, thank you very much, Gemma. And let me say to your listeners again, I'm going to encourage them to wear masks when they're indoors. And I certainly am going to encourage them to get their children vaccinated and those that are eligible boosted.
We've been speaking with Dr. David Peterman. He is CEO of Primary Health Medical Group, and he's also a pediatrician. We've been discussing masks in schools. Now, we should note the Boise School District will be talking about kids and masks at their Board of Trustees meeting on Monday. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.